Okay. It seemed like it was too little, too late. I don't want to stand in front of that. Too little, too late. Going to the tomb on the third day that Jesus had been dead with spices, it seemed like too small an action and too late to the women who were walking there. And then they got there and they found that it really was too late, that the tomb was empty. It was too late to do what they had come there to do. And it didn't matter because Christ was risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. He's risen. In our lives, when tragedy strikes, I think our response often feels too little, too late. Too late to do anything, and too small an action to fix what has happened. The fire in Notre Dame. What can we do? Well, maybe that's not a good example, with billions pledged to rebuild it. But closer to home, with reconciliation with Indigenous peoples, what can we do in the face of decades, generations of people, children taken away from their parents to residential schools? What can we do in the face of thousands of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls? It seems like whatever we do is too little, too late. Even closer to home, when we have friends who struggle with mental health problems and addictions, with depression, when we lose friends to suicide and to addictions, like we lost Mina and Michael earlier this year, feels like whatever we do, whatever memorial to them that we make, it feels too little, too late, for them anyway. When Brittany died 9 years ago, felt too little, too late. And yet a few of our members, Betty Jane and Judy, decided to build a garden, which was too little, too late for Brittany, for her family. Too little, too late. But they built it anyways to remember her. Even though they knew that there would be no empty tomb for Brittany's family. No resurrection there. But as they planted that garden, and as we plant it every year, it has grown into something greater. There has been new life. It has become not just a remembrance of Brittany, but also a remembrance of other women who have died in acts of violence, particularly an act of reconciliation with Indigenous people, remembering in a small, tiny way the thousands of women who are missing or murdered. And like the cross in Notre Dame, the picture that has gone viral of that golden cross in the wreckage of Notre Dame, it is a sign of the promise that there will be new life because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. So as we remember the tragedies that we've experienced, the tragedies that we've been on the edge of, where will we find the promise of the risen Christ in our remembering? As we remember Mina and we remember Michael, where will we find that promise that Christ is risen?
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. And we can go on remembering because it is enough to remember and to witness to the tragedy and also to witness to the risen Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I threw you off there. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen.